Maryville High School basketball getting set for a weekend with South Harrison and Platte Valley coming up. But first, Coach Steckline, we go back to a week ago, Savannah Invitational. A tough tournament, some really good competition. You come out 2-1 overall, especially impressive considering limited practices. What do you take away from that? What's the coaching perspective? How do you kind of evaluate how the team played?
Yeah, what I did is compare ourselves from last year where we were at defensively and offensively, and we are so much ahead of where we were last year. And you mentioned some good competition. There's two 5A schools that we beat, and then I think Hogan Prep may be 4A. But in that game, very winnable game. We just come up on the short end. But very pleased with the boys where they're at compared to a year ago.
When you think about that, it's just – another year under the belts for some guys that, still some younger guys still in this program too, but have stepped up and played well. Of course, Caden's a senior out there with Keaton too, but is it just another feel for playing some high-level competition and they've been in the system just another year longer?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some of those younger guys you mentioned, they're a year bigger, a year taller, and everybody's a year smarter. And it's taken a while for us to accept roles or to really – what is my role, and then now I need to be exceptional at it. And I think these players are starting to really accept where they're at, what their role is, be exceptional at it, and then the end result is more wins for the team.
A super competitive group, too. I mean, obviously going out there trying to win, but a loose ball, a rebound, anything they can do, they're diving on the floor after it. Is this something that's just carry over from practice, and do you have to pull them back sometimes in practice to make sure nobody's getting hurt?
Well, sometimes in practice we got to mention, hey, there's gonna, one of you is going to lose and one of you is going to win, but – when you're in the game, you're in the moment, you're in the scrimmage, you're in the practice, whatever it is, compete, get after it. But when it's over, you're still teammates. Because, we have players that just don't want to lose ever at anything, and that's going to happen. But, yeah, that's a good thing, because then when we go and play whoever we play, they do that together against the other team.
Is it talked about much? Is the hustle side of it have to be preached too much in the locker room, or is that just kind of something that's in the blood of these kids?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, you mentioned that. I had multiple people come after the Savannah tournament talking about how much they loved how hard they played, especially on the defensive end. And they all do a good job at it, but I'll give credit to Drew Burns. His energy is contagious. He is crazy all over it. And he just – I think people just try to keep up with him on the energy side of the defensive side.
Which is kind of a benefit, too, when you have some other guys that are more low-key, maybe don't want to be the vocal leaders out there, but are just trying to match the same energy. It is really one of those things that's kind of contagious, the same way of shooting and everything else on the floor.
Absolutely. You know, and last year, Caden got the burden of guarding the other players, best players early on in the season, and then they were able to switch that over to Drew. And this year, Drew gets that assignment a lot. He gets that best guard because he works relentless energy on that. And then, like you said, people see it and they try to match it.
It's pretty clear, too, the guard play is at a very high level right now for Maryville coming in. You've got about four on the floor for most of the time to this point. Does that get mixed up a bit whenever you do see a team that might want to put a couple bigs out there? Or is that an advantage for you of we're going to wear them down on the offensive end and we go back to play defense, we'll have that advantage?
Yeah, and that's the advantage on the offensive end is we're harder to guard. After that Hogan Prep game, they put a couple big guys out there and it hurt us. Rebounding, it didn't hurt his defense because our defense was just fine. It was their second chance shots, and that's positioning and knowing where to be when the shot goes up and stuff like that. That's something we'll work on. I don't know that we'll ever have two forwards out there too often this year. It'll be mainly four guards, one big, or five guards for most of our season this year.
As a senior, he's going to be big regardless, but with that lineup, how big of a cog is Keaton Stone in this group?
Well, yeah, and we stress to our kids, hey, get the ball into Keaton, because Keaton's got good post moves. He's quick, but he's also a very willing passer. So as people collapse on him, he's very willing to kick that out, sometimes too willing. And those guards, they're just out there spotting up for shots, and that's what they do really well.
First true road contest against South Harrison. What are your expectations from this one?
Our expectations is never assume that you're going to do this or that and just go out and play as absolutely hard as you can, and the score is the score.
Not to overlook South Harrison either, but Platte Valley coming in, a chance to take on a Nottoway County school, also the first home game. Is this a pretty special one to be able to have the home crowd come out for the first time to actually see this group?
Absolutely, and you mentioned don't overlook South Harrison, but Platte Valley, they're a very good team. They've got a coach that's won 1,000 games, whatever he's won. I don't know. He's won so many games, been in so many Final Fours, just a great coach with a chemistry and a team that just plays really hard. You cannot overlook Platte Valley. You know, you look at them and they look, maybe they're a little bit smaller than some years, but you can't overlook them. You still got to come and bring it.
You play four, class four and class five to start things off, then you've got one of the smallest schools in the state that plays the high level. You, regardless of the class, you're playing some really good competition early.
Yeah, and we try to do it that way. Every year we try to go out and find teams that are going to push us because in the end, you know, this year in our districts, we got to beat a Lafayette. We got to beat a Benton. We got to beat one of those. Even though they're the same class as us, they're bigger schools than us, and they play at high level. So, you know, you've got to push yourself through that season to make sure at the end you're ready for it.
Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck this week.
Thank you very much.